as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Into the show, second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, July 8th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you that you can have your friends or yourself, you can listen on demand anytime you want to this show. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. Every half hour is stored there on the server. All you have to do is look at the date, 2024, July 8th. If you want to share the interview with Missy, go to Hour 2, Segment 1. At the end of the show today at noon, 6 half-hour podcasts will be there. Reverse chronological order. The first half hour will be the 6th one down. Hour 1, Segment 1, Hour 1, Segment 2. Missy's interview is Hour 2, Segment 1, any Monday. But if you want to share it, right mouse click on your computer, copy the link. You can text it to people. You can email it. You can post it on social media. We want you to be healthy. This program changed my life, changed Vicky's life. Started April 23rd of 2023, 297 pounds, triple X, faded out radio station t-shirt, gray, because I had watched it for so many years. 4 months and 4 days later, down 80 pounds, 217 in a large radio station, brand new black t-shirt. Ironically, this morning, here we are, July 8th, almost a year ago, August 27th, it'll be a year, 217 on the scale. The same weight I was almost a year ago. It's not coming back, folks. The fat trucker Randy is dead. He's buried and gone. This is the new me. This is what you can do for your wife. I got a text message from somebody, I won't say who. As soon as she has her baby, I'm going to get my wife on this program. It will change her life. Maybe you need to lose a few pounds as well. Join her. Do it as a couple. It is so easy to do, husband and wife, eating the foods together. I do the shopping. Now I'm doing the cooking. It's easy. Go to the store every couple of days. Get fresh meat. Fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. You eat them. You have to go back 2-3 days and buy more. It's fresh. Nothing frozen. Real food. Easiest program ever. And like Missy said, it's not really a diet. It's a program. It's a system. And this will change your metabolism and change your life forever. So highly recommend it. TruckerRandyHealth.com. Now, you've heard Steve Gruber's Bottom of the Hour News. He talks about GruberHealth.com. That's his website that Missy started advertising with him. That's how Vicky and I found out about it. But because of our success together, she created a website dedicated to my journey, and she wants to track her advertising dollars. So make sure you go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Now, unlike Steve Gruber, I actually wanted my before and after pictures. Gruber's way too vain. He didn't want his fat pictures on his website. I said, no, I want to show people how disgustingly fat I was. when I started the program. That picture on that website is me in Missy's office. Vicki and I drove down there. She took it with her iPhone. August 27th, 2023, almost a year ago, Vicki took the picture with her iPhone and sent it to Missy. That's where the photos came from. My screenshots of my scale, all the numbers are there, folks. That's the proof. That's the way it is. And I can text you a screenshot of my scale for today. Same exact numbers I was almost a year ago, August. So believe in the program. Change my life. I want to change yours too. I want our radio family to be healthy. Now, over the weekend, we lost another listener. Rick Silva passed away, chair of the Sheboygan County Republican Party. He passed away. Well, Pastor Chatfield texted me Sunday afternoon, Craig Blum from Levering. He passed away. He texted me last week during the show. Now, I don't know what his health status was. I don't know how he passed away, but Pastor Chatfield, he said he died suddenly. It breaks my heart to be losing our patriot family. I know we're old. I get it. Growing old sucks. We have to face reality. We're all going to die. It's going to happen. I get it. But if there's anybody out there listening and you're overweight, I want you to get healthy. I want you to do the program. Others have done it. Everybody that has gone on the program has lost weight. Feeling better, more energy, coming off of meds, taking the inflammation out of your body, out of your organs. Folks, you got to do it. And if you're not overweight, do a wellness scan. $250. She'll scan you and tell you exactly what's going on. What minerals, what vitamins, what things you're missing in your body, what's causing joint pain, what's causing certain organs to require you to be on medications. We got to stop taking these meds, folks. So do a wellness scan. If you go to the website, TrekkerRandyHealth.com, listen to numbers 7 and 8. You don't need to lose weight, but you got some aches and pains. You got some stress. You got some things happening. You're on medications. Stop doing it. Do the wellness scan. Tell her Trucker Randy sent you. She'll work with you. You need to find out what's going on with your body. One last thing I do want to say. This program is a program. Fatburn is only a short 20, 40, 50, 60, 80 days of your life, depending on how fat you are. I did it in 4 months and 4 days. 124 days to lose 80 pounds and to keep it off. If you only need to lose 40 or 50, you can do this, folks, probably on a 40-day fat burn. If you're a guy, perhaps a little longer if you're a woman. You can do this. Anybody can do this program. It's simple. So that's it for this segment. I greatly appreciate Missy and the folks down there, Charity, Christy, all those guys. They're great people. They'll take care of you. Now, one story I did want to get into before the end of this half hour is up. Going to Lansing, the budget is now on the governor's desk. What is she going to veto? What is she going to sign? What is she going to pass? What is she going to do? Well, one of the things that has really upset this entire process, has been upset. $83 billion total budget. But one of the things that we're looking at here is how this is basically a Democrat budget. Not one Republican in the House voted for it. Only one Republican state senator, Ed McBroom in the UP, voted with the Democrats for this budget. Even State Senator John DeMoose heeded my warning. He didn't vote for it. Why? More and more details are coming out about this budget, folks. And I got to tell you, there is so much of the woke socialist agenda in this thing. It's amazing the amount of money the Democrats are spending on their agenda. No wonder no Republicans in the House voted for it. And for the life of me, I can't even understand why Ed McBroom voted for this. But the point is this. This is going into effect October 1st at midnight. Actually, September 30th at midnight. When we hit October 1st, this crazy spending is going into effect. The election's November 5th. The Republicans are going to take back the House. Why? They're chasing absentee ballots. For the first time ever, Republicans are actually spending money and going after absentee voters. You finally figured out what the Democrats have been doing? Well, it's what you need to do. According to a MERS News Service story, Republicans are absolutely working the absentee ballots for the first time in an election cycle here in the state of Michigan. Now, one of the other components to this, and this is really interesting, they're not sure as to how many people are going to actually vote absentee. But the lists are out, the ballots are mailed, things are happening as we speak. Well, they're chipping away at state house races. According to Max Doxey, the Republican state legislature's political director, we spent a lot of time between 2016, 2018, and 2020 engaging the voters. But we really didn't go after the early absentee voting space as we are this year. We looked at what the Democrats were doing, going after these low propensity voters, and now we figured it out. For the first time in 2024, Republicans are going after absentee voting and early voting based on the Promote the Vote proposal that passed in 2018 and again in 2022, expanding absentee voting, 9 days of early voting. This is a mission that the Republicans are finally on. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story by MERS News Service, Republicans shoot to chip away at absentee ballots and early voting. The deficit they've had to the Democrats for the last 3 major elections. If you look at 2022, 2020, and 2018, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer first got elected, the Democrats absolutely went after early absentee voters. The numbers are increasing because of the ballot proposals that have changed our state constitution. Promote the Vote, 2018, was not on the ballot. The proposal was 2020. Again, in 2022, Promote the Vote 2.0, giving us these drop boxes, 9 days of early voting, and no excuse absentee ballots. Infrequent voters in Michigan. Back when it first started in the general election with Governor Gretchen Whitmer being elected, the state qualified voter files identified 85,331 infrequent voters in Michigan. Absentee ballots that year for the Democrats, 375,643. Republicans, 526,756. In 2018, the Republicans actually had the lead on the Democrats. Flash forward to 2022. When the Democrats not only won re-election for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, but took back a 2-seat majority in both the House and the Senate, infrequent voters increased almost double, 160,866. But this is where the Democrats flipped on the Republicans. Absentee voting, Republicans went up slightly, 619,861. Democrats almost tripled, 873,334, almost 900,000 compared to 375,000 back in 2018. Why? Because they figured it out. Absentee ballots go into drop boxes. Dead people who no longer live here, ballots could be cast for, put into a drop box, and nobody knows where they came from. Jocelyn Benson issued an executive order telling the clerks, don't worry about matching the signatures on the outside of the absentee ballot envelopes. compared to the voter registration in the poll books. Assume the signatures are legitimate. She was found guilty by a judge violating our election laws. And she said, okay, since there's no penalty attached, there's no punishment, there's no fine, there's no jail time, I'm guilty. So what? What are you going to do about it? Patrick Kobach was on the show last week, absolutely exposing this Secretary of State for what she's done in past elections, and honestly, what she plans to do this year, August 6, 2024, November 5th, 2024, this year. Here's the difference. The Republicans are chasing the absentee ballots more so than the Democrats. Why? Because we know that this is how the game is rigged and we're playing it now. And also, the turnout. A lot of people are saying they're voting on August 6th, Election Day, in person. I plan to vote at 7:37 p.m. Why? Because I want to see if somebody cast a ballot for me before I got there. I doubt they'll do it for me because they know I'm going to vote. But if you hold off and don't go to vote until at least 7 o'clock, 7:30 on August 6th, let's see how many people are told, sorry, you've already voted today. No, I haven't. Let's trigger an audit in these townships and villages, these counties. Because of what they passed, we have the right to request an audit. One person in the state of Michigan can do it. Per the Constitution amendment they put in our state constitution. If you go to vote in person on August 6th and they tell you you've already voted, call the sheriff. Contact the Michigan Republican Party's attorneys. File a complaint. We need to do a test drive for November 5th, folks, on August 6th. If you go there late and they tell you you've already voted, Houston, we got a problem. Call your sheriff and file a report. Election fraud has taken place, and it's my ballot that they did it with. Tell everybody you know to vote in person late on August 6th. Have dinner. Come home after work. Take a shower. Have dinner. Go vote at 7 o'clock. In person. Those of you that are voting absentee, you're not going to be in town on August 6th. You'll be getting a mailer for the right people to vote for. Probably with your ballot because of this program. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.